fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 30th of September. The prepper tip of the day, make sure all your team members are ready. And also, store fuel, both gasoline and diesel fuel, if you got a diesel motor vehicle, with proper, good quality stabilizer. Amsoil makes a high quality stabilizer available at my website at the Amsoil section at thelibertyman.com. We have patient Wendy Green and my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff is a gentleman who began a quest more than a quarter century ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the international communist conspiracy and what we're dealing with right now, right here in this country, a communist insurrection. His website is jrnyquist.blog. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, the communist insurrection has taken over the state that you spent most of your adult life in, hasn't it, sir?
Yes.
And you've got an article here, your most recent article, posted 2 days ago, September 28th, and it's titled Democrat Succession Talk, and there's a quotation from Lanny Davis, and here's the quotation. Dear Red States, we've decided we're leaving. We intend to form our own country. We're taking the other blue states with us. That includes Hawaii, Oregon, California, New Mexico, Washington, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Illinois, and all the Northeast. Very disturbing little note there, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, you can imagine how that note would be cheered over in Beijing and Moscow.
Yep, I would. Now, who is this Lanny Davis person, if you know?
He's a former... he's formerly the White House counsel for the President Clinton. So, in other words, he was the lawyer for President Clinton in the White House. He's also a very famous lawyer who advises top Democratic politicians.
Okay, well, he's not just another Joe Sixpack, is he? Obviously.
No. Very influential on the Democratic left, and for someone of, and he wrote a whole series of tweets about why secession, why it was necessary, what the advantages would be. And in that he rages against Christians and conservatives. He calls Christians crazy bastards.
Really?
Yeah. And it's full of hate of Christians and conservatives. This guy wants a separate country because he can't stand the idea that a Christian or a conservative could be elected to office in the country he imagines himself living in, and refers to himself as a leftist and is proud of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, he showed us, as if he didn't need to, but he showed us true colors, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, these people are serious about this. This is not just some pipe dream. They really do want to succeed, don't they?
He's an ideological fanatic, and fanatics are dangerous. And, you know, you have to have your way, right? Otherwise, I mean, you can only imagine the U.S. military, which defends the entire free world. There is no other way we survive Russia and China, their war preparations, and the way they are completely focused on dominating. And the weakness of, given the present weakness of NATO, the vulnerability, look, our biggest allies, actually, right now, our strongest allies are in the Pacific. The ones that most need us, most want to stand by us, Japan, South Korea, Australia, India, where, you know, President Trump went to India. India is a country that's really pressured by China. If those blue states go over, the United States Navy is not able to be in the Pacific anymore. Where would it be based? Where would the Federal Navy be based? Japan, North Korea, Australia would be cut off from our support if he had his way. And as a leftist, all of his friends, Gavin Newsom here in California, is really a friend of China. If California breaks away from the Union, you know, it's going to be aligned with China. What happens to these countries? These countries in the Pacific would be surrounded and destroyed. And Alaska, a Republican state, it would be undefensible. You know, the Alaska Highway is only usable seasonally and without the ocean, which we would not be able to. The Pacific would become a Chinese lake overnight. Alaska would be not able to defend itself.
No, no. Well, I know firsthand, the guys I worked with, Special Forces, they worked with the Alaskan Scouts, which the Alaskan Scouts are just really good soldiers. And we're talking 30 years ago, Jeff, that the Alaskan Scouts routinely recovered little items left behind by Russian Spetsnaz in Alaska that were operating in Alaska 30 years ago. So this has been going on for decades, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No surprise.
Yeah, I mean, for Lanny Davis to say these things, that it's so incredibly irresponsible, because it's an invitation to divide this country and to say he's taking 64% of the gross national product with him, because those blue states that he names would be 64. I don't think all those states would go, by the way. Not only it's. Look, we all, as children, did the Pledge of Allegiance, one nation, indivisible under God, indivisible. The Civil War settled this. This country's indivisible. You divide this country now when the world, the free world, depends on this country's military. We could not support, the red states couldn't support a military that would be able to defend the country.
Well,
and it's funny.
Let's talk about this a little bit, Jeff. There's a lot of the major naval base, there's a couple of major naval bases at San Diego, up in Seattle, federal property. It reminds me, in 1860, South Carolina had left the Union and was part of a separate country, the Confederate States of America. And Fort Sumter there at Charleston was still federal property and still a part of the United States. That ended up being the flashpoint for the Civil War, the bombardment of Sumter, which, of course, was not authorized by the government of the Confederate States of America. Now, here we fast forward to 2020, and we've got the the naval base at San Diego and at Seattle and other naval bases, federal property that would not be part of this leaving the United States. I can see flashpoints being at one of those spots, couldn't we?
Yeah, of course. You've got Marine Corps base at Camp Pendleton is another California site. Right. And, of course, California would be the core of this. You know, a lot of people don't realize also in 1860, when the secession started, the Republican Party was terribly divided over whether to just let the seceding states go or whether that they needed to fight to keep preserve the Union. And this the Republican Party was so riven with dissension, so in disagreement, in violent argument with itself, that some people thought the Republican Party was even going to collapse during the secession winter. And you know, things were happening then, for example, because, you know, part of the Confederate military had been part of the Union military, the federal military. And so Robert E. Lee, in his letters, if you go to his Life and Letters, one of his first letters, his first reaction on hearing about secession was, "You can't secede. It's not allowed. You know, it's not," you know, that was his first reaction. But of course, the Secretary of War under James Buchanan started moving munitions of the federal munitions to Confederate states that were leaving. A lot of people don't realize if this kind of thing repeats itself, how dangerous it is, how much of the federal military would go with the blue states, you know. And right. Yes, what would happen to the federal? We had Major Anderson in Charleston Harbor at Fort Sumter, who spiked the guns and withdrew into the fort, which of course that incident there, that changed everything, because the Republican Party, and in fact the Democrats in the North, united with the Republicans saying, you know, Fort Sumter, you know, brought the war on, because everybody said, wait a minute, you're attacking, you know, our base, our fort. And you see the violence, rage, the hate of American for American here in Lanny Davis's exposition. And you hear it in Antifa. You hear it in the Black Lives Matter people. And, you know, there's no way this goes peacefully.
No, not at all. Not at all. Well, these pieces are, you know, these are very powerful forces at work here. The Politburo of China is behind this. The Politburo of Russia is behind this. The Black Lives Matter, for example, is receiving tens of millions of dollars from American corporations to support this effort. There's a lot of the word collusion has been in our vernacular now for a couple of years. A lot of collusion between very powerful forces at work here, isn't there, sir?
Yes, it's shocking how many forces are coming together to push this. And of course, we know the communists. Look, I quote in my piece George Washington's farewell address. There's a very large part of Washington's farewell address that discusses this matter of dividing the country. And he warns, Washington is very worried. He warns about dividing the country, and that politicians will divide the country, and one part of the country will begin saying bad things about the other part. And at the end of his warnings about why we must stay one country, he says, look, you divide yourself, you open yourself to foreign influence, you divide this country, and one side in that division is going to invite in foreign influences. And once you get foreign influence here, your peace and security, your happiness is over.
Absolutely.
And right now, that is with Russia and China's nuclear power. What happens to America's nuclear arsenal? What happens to North Dakota, where all the missile fields are? What happens to to our SAC bases, our nuclear strategic stockpile.
Well, actually, we saw this happen when Ukraine split from Russia. They had nuclear weapons. And the communists in our government, quite frankly, negotiated with the Ukrainians to give up their nuclear weapons in exchange for our protection. That was a deal that was cut there, wasn't it?
Yeah, and of course our protection was worthless.
Exactly.
Because we're not willing to fight a war over Ukraine.
Jeff, I want to segue here. There was a letter, it was dated yesterday, September 29th, from John Ratcliffe, the Director of National Intelligence, to Senator Lindsey Graham in his position as Chairman of the Judiciary Committee, United States Senate. Are you familiar with this letter, sir? One-page letter?
No.
Okay, well, this is a historical document providing evidence. There's three bullet points talking about events in July and September of 2016, where the Hillary Clinton had approved a campaign program to accuse a presidential candidate, Donald Trump, of colluding with Putin and the Russians. She did that in an effort to take attention away from her and her keeping classified information on private servers. The letter goes on to say that once the Barack Obama and the director of the CIA, director of the FBI, found out about this, they knew it was a hoax, but they decided to act as if it was true and move forward with it as if it was true. It's a very important letter, Jeff, that I'm sure is being talked about at the highest levels today in the Department of Justice and in the United States Senate and in the White House, offering evidence that the very top people in Washington, D.C., in the White House, which would include Barack Obama, Joe Biden, the director of the FBI, Comey, the director of the CIA, were all involved in this directly. And had direct knowledge of it being a hoax and participated willingly. This is very important evidence here, Jeff, and it'll be posted on my website before the day is over.
It's disturbing. They basically were going to destroy the presidency of Donald Trump right from the beginning with lies. And it's the corruption of it, the disregard for the country, and now to divide the country because they don't think they can win an election.
To divide well, that's the one country. Thing they're right about. They can't win an election. That's one thing they are right about.
Yeah, no, they well, this whole thing, the tilting left with the look, it's pretty obvious to most of the country now that the Democrats are on the side of Black Lives Matter and Antifa, that they approve of what these people are doing. They won't denounce it. They won't specifically say anything against it or against the Marxism that is animating them. I mean, last night at the debate, you heard Joe Biden, you know, saying basically, oh, Antifa is not an organization. It's just an idea. I mean, this is what he said. He's denying what we see before our eyes here, just up the road from me in Portland. They murder people. They how many consecutive days of controlling the city, the streets of the city, rioting, how many days in a row? I mean, and look, you see what happens when these far left people become governors, mayors, prosecutors. They won't even prosecute these people. It was a federal marshal that shot that man that shot the conservative prayer organization guy. You know, and basically when the president said, look, the left is doing all this violence, Biden denied it.
That's right. That's right. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it was subjugated and
starved. More here on Wednesday, the 30th of September. My website is thelibertyman.com. This hour is sponsored by Simply Clean Foods at my website. All GMO free and much of it organic. A nice discount if you use the coupon code LibertyMan. LibertyMan to get a nice discount on Simply Clean Foods. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.blog. jrnyquist.blog. His books are available for sale at amazon.com. Just put J.R. Nyquist in the Amazon search box and you'll get access to buying his excellent books. Certainly worth your time to read these books. Jeff, got a couple of callers on hold. First, we have John in Texas. Good morning, John.
With me. Hello?
Go ahead, John. You're on the air.
Let me turn off the speaker. Hello, Mr. Nyquist.
Hello.
I have been over on G. Edward Griffin's website, and or not G. Edward Griffin's. It's you know, Larry Nichols, former Clinton insider.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's on his last legs, apparently, but he has said that it was decided from the very beginning the plan was to bring Kamala Harris in as running mate to Joe Biden, because Joe Biden's purpose was merely to skate Kamala Harris in so that she could take over as the real power, and possibly he might even, you know, resign. If he resigned and die in office, she would just take over outright. Is there any evidence of this?
Any evidence of... say that again? Kamala Harris
that,
does
is
what?
Is there any evidence that the plan was, according to the speculations of Larry Nichols, that it was a plan from the beginning that Joe Biden was just there to act as a pretty face to get Kamala Harris into a position where she could take power? Either he would, because it has been shown that Joe Biden is in very poor health. He has had numerous small strokes, and he may not be able to continue disposing his duties in office after if he gets elected. In which case, Kamala Harris...
I don't know. We saw the debate last night, and Biden seemed pretty sharp. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that's true or not. It could be.
Well, the answer to your question, John, is that Jeff's not aware of any evidence of that.
I'm not aware of evidence, right. No.
Well, anyway, I don't know what to have you. You know about Larry Nichols, don't you?
Yeah, I've spoken to him. I know him, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's not, I don't think he's long, well, I just to say it doesn't appear like he's much longer for this world, but another thing I ask you, when George Washington was inaugurated April 30th, 1789, there were still two states that were not part of the Union. One of them was, there were North Carolina and Rhode Island. One of the things I heard in one of my government classes in college was that one of the issues that was brought up by North Carolina that they had not yet signed on with the Constitution. It was because they wanted to know if they got into it that they would ever be able to then get out of it. And I think there was some there was some suggestion that they would be, that in fact they would be able to, which brings me up, my question is, was there such a concern on the part of North Carolina before they joined the Constitutional Union? And why, if it was never intended that the state should ever be able to leave the Union, did they not explicitly say so in the text of the Constitution itself?
Well, the Constitution, as you know, and the Constitutional Convention was a political event, and it would have complicated forming the Union to even bring the subject up. So the subject was not in the original Constitution. It was not, there was no references to it in the Constitution about leaving. This is why Washington was so concerned about the country dividing. He really, and when you read the Federalist Papers, also Hamilton, who was very close to Washington, some people think Hamilton had a hand in advising Washington on his farewell address. Hamilton in the Federalist Papers also wrote about the problem of union and the importance of the country staying together, and that the country needed to be one country or it was dangerous for the remaining states.
Absolutely. John, thank you for your call. We got a break. We're going to call her on hold. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 30th of September. My website is thelibertyman.com. Do you need to go someplace, an appointment, a place to go shopping where you have no choice, you have to wear a mask? I got something that will help you. Face mask made from mosquito netting. That's right. You can still breathe. Face mask made from mosquito netting, available at my website. It's the Phoenix model. My friend Tim Spencer, he has three lovely Filipino ladies sewing these up right here, right next door to me in Dent County, Missouri, Salem, Missouri. They're available for shipment and allow you to be in compliance but still be able to breathe. Face mask made from mosquito netting. Also, my website, if you've got arthritis pain, the energy cleaner will help. You want to sleep great at night like I do, like a small child, get yourself an energy cleaner. I'm getting a fresh shipment in this week. We'll get all the back orders caught up. My orders have basically more than doubled, basically tripled the last 8 months. Check out the energy cleaner, the mattress pads that go with them, at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there. You can send me a check. My address is at my website. Toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. His books for sale, excellent books. You need to read his books, quite frankly, at amazon.com. Jeff, our first caller here is Dean in West Virginia. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning. Yeah, I heard y'all talking about Larry Nichols. About 20 years ago, I was on WRWL out of Cleveland, Ohio. It's a 50,000-watt AM broadcast a few times in the studio with Larry, so I'm very familiar with him. And it was all I was in there as a insider of I campaigned at the main headquarters here in West Virginia, and was in the back rooms with the Democrat Party's finest. Anyhow, that's not what I'm calling about. I recently talked to a guy that he was a high-ranking, you know, sergeant, something, whatever it is, in the retired Air Force. And he told me something that threw me. I don't know if it's true or not, but he was looked like he was telling me the truth. He says, we don't have anything up there now. I said, what do you mean there's no missiles in North Dakota and Montana? He says, no, they're empty. And I said, that, I don't know if that's halfway true or all the way true, but it's pretty scary. What's even scarier is back in 1993, I know guys that personally know them, that after Glasnost and Perestroika and, you know, the Berlin Wall came down and the Russians were over here dancing on stage, and they even had a famous Russian country music band, you know, everybody thought, oh, the Cold War's over, and Clinton bragged about pointing all the missiles into the ocean and all of that. These guys, I know, they were assisted by, it was either Spetsnaz or KGB, taken to locations. Back then, they did not have a GPS. They used the regular surveyor tripod equipment. Went in and pulled nuclear suitcase bombs, and some were bigger than any suitcase thing, out, you know, dug them up out of the ground where they were placed strategically over top secret tunnels and bunkers. And the suitcase bombs were on dams and locks and major power center hubs. And the fact, I can tell you that they were made in Romania and Bulgaria, that were the parts, you know, the old Soviet Union satellite states, and the antennas were 20 foot long. Okay, that was when we had a whole lot more patriots in both the intelligence agencies and in the military and so on. Now, it's flipped the other way. We're you know, it totally infiltrated. Now, what on earth would they have on the dams, the locks, and over top of secret bunkers? What would they have over them now? So it's a pretty scary concept.
It is. It is. Well, we'll have a response from Jeff. Jeff, you have a response to Dean's comment here, sir?
Well, the infiltration of the country, of course, is very dangerous. Look, you had two presidents who have profound communist connections, Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. And Barack Obama especially acted in every way as a creature of Russia and also of Beijing. I mean, the first country that Obama visited after he left the White House was Beijing, was China, communist China. And the number of communists that Obama appointed, people of the far left, is staggering. And the changes that took place, look, I know people who were in the intelligence establishment who lost their jobs under Obama, people in the FBI, people in the Defense Department, who lost their jobs and were replaced by people who were essentially either Muslims or communists. So, I know one guy fairly high up in Homeland Security, and he said, they put a Marxist over me. And Homeland Security says, I got to get out of this job. I mean, it's too dangerous for me to stay in it, was his reaction.
Okay.
So, yeah, we got a real serious problem, especially now they want to split the country and take most of the economic power and wherewithal of the country away so that there can't be an American military establishment. Right now, if there was a war with just China, the Pentagon says we'd probably lose. That's how weakened we are after 8 years of Obama. You think if we split the military and split the country and half of it took China's side, that we would survive? This is, you know, the whole question of union. And by the way, union was part of the Articles of Indivisible Union, was part of the Articles of Confederation. It was part of the concept of the Declaration of Independence, that we were a union. And to make a more perfect union, that's in the preamble to the Constitution. And what is the reason for it? It's survival. It's national security. We divide the country. We end up like Europe. We end up part of a multiple part. Look at how weak Europe is. All these divided small states. What chance have they got against an enormous country like China or Russia? Russia, what is it? 13 time zones. China with 1.4 billion people. You think we could withstand that if we were divided? No. We would not survive. Freedom would never survive.
All right. Thank you for your call, Dean. Our next caller is Alex in New Zealand. Good morning, Alex.
Morning, Jeff and John. I got two things for Jeff. I'm not sure if Jeff can comment on. Last week, Joshua Wong was arrested on so-called violating the Hong Kong, the first thing for Jeff, I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on, Joshua Wong was arrested on violating the anti-mask law, and according to one of my Twitter contacts, Joshua Wong could be actually Joshua Wong was arrested on
he was arrested on anti-mask laws.
Yes, that's correct. And according Joshua Wong was arrested on the anti-mask law, and on the anti-mask law, and one of my Twitter contacts told me that Joshua Wong could be meeting on anti-mask law, and Joshua Wong could be meeting his Chinese Communist Party handlers. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on that.
Well, I don't know. My impression of Joshua Wong is, with his connections to leftist and communist groups behind the scenes and to the separatists in Spain, for example, who were supported by the Russians and the communists in Europe, my impression is he's an agent of the Chinese Special Services. The kind of legislation he came to the U.S. to see Nancy Pelosi to try to get these laws passed that would allow a lot of Chinese to pass from Hong Kong to the United States. It seemed to me that the Chinese government wanted to be able to have this open spigot where they could put people into the United States who were essentially the rioters that were destroying stores and vandalizing malls during the unrest in Hong Kong. And of course, the unrest in Hong Kong is not people associated with the Democracy of Freedom movement. There was Antifa in Hong Kong. There were groups controlled by the Chinese Ministry of State Security doing some of this violence in Hong Kong. They were throwing firebombs at police stations. You know, they were doing their own dress rehearsal, calling it freedom while they were drawing out anti-communists. And I talked to a Chinese knowledgeable source the other day who told me that up to 50,000 people may be missing in Hong Kong that the government may have done away with.
Amazing.
So Joshua Wong, not a person to be trusted. And as far as him being arrested, look, the police and secret police in communist countries will arrest their spies and their double agents all the time to give them cover, to give them credibility. So I don't know. I mean, if Joshua Wong is honest, it's too bad for him. But if he's, as he appears to be, an agent of the regime pretending to be on the side of democracy, you know, that would be, he would be consulting with his controllers, yeah.
The second thing I got for Jeff is that one of my Twitter contacts in Hong Kong has been telling me that the leaders, that the Hong Kong Democracy Movement has been lobbying the British government, the European nation members, and the Canadian and the US and the Australian and New Zealand government to take Hong Kong refugees from Hong Kong because that the Hong Kong refugees because the Chinese Communist Party has taken over Hong Kong. But from what I was told, the Hong Kong refugees because the Chinese government has not only taken and also because the refugees from Hong Kong are trying to leave Hong Kong. I'm not sure if Keith would like to comment on it.
Well, it's obviously there are people who are desperate to get out of Hong Kong because of the crackdown, but who are the Chinese going to let go? And how many of the people that would be leaving would be agents of the secret police? And this is the problem we have in allowing larger numbers of people coming from that part of the world, is how many men of military age would be from China would we be letting into the U.S. or New Zealand or Australia would be letting in? And would that be part of setting up an attack? The timing of the Hong Kong events, which began before COVID was released, and before, and then the timing of these riots and this insurrection in the U.S. Is suspicious. What is it that they're up to? And we know the Chinese communists, the Marxists, are involved with Freedom Road Socialist Organization, which are behind Black Lives Matter. We know they're connected to people connected to Antifa. That these riots, this insurrection was organized by Maoist Marxist-Leninists in this country. So what do we want people from that part of the world pouring into the country in numbers of thousands when we don't know? They could be saboteurs, Spetsnaz commandos, agents of the Ministry of State Security coming into this country to encourage a civil war here, to cause more violence. We have to be very careful about it.
Great call, Alex. We do need to move on here. Thank you for your call, as always. Look forward to having you back next week. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Chief.
Okay. Our next caller is Jeff in Illinois. Morning, Jeff.
Morning, sir. Yes, I just wanted to make a comment, and I'll listen offline. I see there's a YouTube video of Joe Biden spotted wearing a wire during the presidential debate. And I believe Hillary was caught with some type of a listening device back when she was debating. That's all.
Yeah, okay. I believe I heard before that that Biden absolutely refused to be checked for to see if he had any devices in his ears. And of course, this is a funny thing. What should be the rules of a debate? Is that somebody can have somebody have a device in their ear or somebody's feeding them the answer? Is that a fair process in a debate? I mean, we're needing to see the man who's going to be president and judge his ability to judge and speak. If he is being told what to say through an earpiece, is that what we want? Is that what the American people want in a presidential debate? I don't think so.
Okay. Anything else, Jeff? Oh, Jeff, that's right. He hung up. He's listening offline. Jeff, our next caller is Tom in Florida. Good morning, Tom.
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Sam, John. Sam, you're right on the money what you're saying about the Chinese coming and they're trying to start a revolution or whatever, you know, take over our country, I believe. But let's talk about what's going on with Dianne Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi. But both of them got caught on tape not wearing their mask. Okay, they're all both hypocrites, liars. And on top of that, Dianne Feinstein.
Hold that thought, Tom. We got a break. Hold that thought. We'll be back after the break.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it were subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Tom, we're almost out of time here. We need to wrap up your comments pretty quickly here, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay, real quick, Sam. Pelosi, and Feinstein both got caught in no mask. Feinstein had a Chinese spy in her her Senate committee or whatever for years. Nobody's ever talked about that in the media anymore, about the Chinese spy who was spying on Feinstein. Also, during the debate last night, I believe Trump really exposed Biden for what he is. They know they're talking about this Proud Boy. But let's look at what Biden wouldn't answer about Antifa, doesn't want to talk about BLM. And the real thing that's going to happen here, Sam, here in South Florida in the next week when they have the debate down here, it's going to be about immigration. I tell you right now, I think Trump is going to crush Biden in that on that question about illegal immigration. I'd like to hear what you have to say about that.
Okay.
Sam.
Well, thank you for your call, Tom. Jeff, your response, please.
Well, a big question is coming about this disengagement from China, and this is a huge debate in the country, and there's powerful interests that care more about trade with China than they care about the security of the United States. And of course, if when we realize how China uses trade to undermine our security, look at Dianne Feinstein's husband is basically in bed with China. These people make their money off of China. How can these powerful senators whose spouses are connected to China, and it includes Republican as well as Democrat, this is not patriotism. This is adherence to some kind of Chinese agenda from behind the scenes. And we can't tolerate it anymore. We can't be engaged with China. The Chinese use any engagement to undermine our country's security because they want to dominate the world. And we can't allow it. If we want to survive, we have to not allow our politicians to have these kind of ties to countries like China. We have to put an end to it. Otherwise, we're sunk. The Chinese, they're extremely ruthless, and they use every single advantage of being here on American soil to buy our property, to buy our politicians, to twist our system and turn it against itself, and to undermine our economic system. And if it goes on any further, we're done. We're just
absolutely
done.
Absolutely. 60 seconds to wrap up your thoughts here, Jeff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we saw the debate last night between the president and Biden, the former vice president. I think the choice is pretty clear. And I think the country obviously is divided because of this confusion over ideology. People have been educated in the wrong concepts. But let's look at facts. Let's be realistic here. It's about national security. It's got to be.
It's got to be. Absolutely. Jeff, thanks, sir. We'll have you back next Wednesday. Appreciate it. Okay, that's it for today. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, your essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.